Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela De Santiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, today I am here with Erica.
Thank you so much for having me. Like you said, my name is Erica and I am a pre and postnatal fitness coach locally here in San Diego, but I also work with clients virtually or online anywhere in the world. As a pre and postnatal fitness coach, I'm essentially a personal trainer, but with a specialization in working with pregnant and postpartum people. So I work with mamas at all stages of motherhood, from trying to conceive to pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond. So I do have clients that are several years postpartum. Once you've had a child, you're always postpartum. So I pretty much work with women on all spectrums of their motherhood journey. It's truly like an honor to really work with this population. So I am really excited to chat with you. And then also I learn new things every day from the mamas that I work with and from my own experience as a mother. So I bring that to my clients and to my everyday.
So I do want to give a quick disclaimer. We are going to be talking about prenatal fitness. And obviously, before trying anything, make sure that you check with your doctor and get any sort of clearance if you are pregnant and also postpartum. But I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about to kind of see what women should take into consideration while they're working out while pregnant.
Yeah. So obviously, as you mentioned, one of the biggest things before even starting a new exercise program is getting your provider clearance. There are things we would consider absolute contraindications to exercise. So those are kind of the things that, you know, definitely want to check with your provider. And then there are like relative contraindications. So depending on if you have any of those contraindications, clear those with your provider. But the biggest things that I like to talk about for training during pregnancy is, you know, what does your current activity look like? What is your fitness level pre-pregnancy? What are your goals during pregnancy? And how often do you like to move your body? And in what way? So the best exercise or the best workout you can be doing is something you enjoy doing. So if you really like lifting weights, do more of that. If you really like going to bar or to yoga, do more of that. Typically, in pregnancy, there are little signs that, hey, maybe this is the time that I need to switch it up, slow down. If you're doing a movement and it doesn't feel right in your body, if you have to ask me or ask someone else, like, hey, this doesn't feel right, should I continue doing it? Typically, you already know your answer. During pregnancy, it's really an important time to tune into your body, even though it's changing, especially if it's your first pregnancy. There are sensations and feelings that you're feeling for the first time. So tuning into your body, and if something doesn't feel right, then that's a time to kind of check in with your provider, check in with your coach, or just kind of tune into that, in many cases, voice you've been trained to ignore. So that kind of feeds into my next thought is pregnancy is a big ego check as an athlete. And there is a term, I did not coin it myself, so I'll cite Brianna Battles. She talks about athlete brain. As an athlete, you know, if you grew up playing sports, I grew up playing competitive soccer, you're kind of trained to like push through the discomfort, like, oh, you know, get back up and keep going. But this is really a time to tune into the voice you've been trained to ignore. So if you have that little birdie that's telling you, oh no, you can just do like five more reps, or, oh wow, you need to keep like really keep up with that person in front of you. Like, this is your time to check the ego and be like, I'm growing a human. It's okay if I take a step back. And that, I would say, is one of the biggest considerations when working out while pregnant, learning to tune into your body and understanding what those signs and symptoms are that you should be tuning into, which we'll go into, and taking those into consideration. You may have to dial things back. You may have to adjust your strategy, and that is okay. This is in 9 months. It's a like little bit of time in this period of your life. And so focusing on dialing that back now preserves your athleticism for years to come. So that's like the biggest thing I can emphasize, is tuning into any signs and symptoms and checking the ego at the front door, because this is a time that you can preserve your athleticism for years to come and prepare for postpartum now. And kind of, what do you enjoy doing? And also, like, how are you feeling? Like, how is your energy? Are you in your first trimester and, you know, you're very nauseous? So if you're nauseous or you're tired or you have aversions or something doesn't feel good, it's okay to put that aside for now and come back to it later. So that's definitely like when I'm working with a pregnant client, I'll say, how are you feeling? How are you sleeping? What is your support system like? How are you eating? Because those all play into what fitness might look for you like for you during your pregnancy.
It's so true what you say about ego, because this is my first pregnancy. I only have one son. And it was so interesting to really listen, having to listen to my body and be okay with saying, okay, you know what? I can't run a mile today because my body is just not able to do it. Or just wanting to kind of continue to be at the same level that you were at before you were pregnant. I used to do boot camp, and I did boot camp throughout my entire pregnancy, but significantly slowing down to where my mile runs were what my like fast walks used to be.
Yeah.
No longer being able to sprint and being okay with the modifications. I got my yoga certification while I was pregnant, and I had to do a lot of modifications, but it was still really nice to realize that my body was growing a human and I could still move just with modifications. With that, I wanted to pick your brain and see what are some exercises that women can do while they are pregnant.
I know we discussed some of these questions, and my answers are probably going to be a little surprising and not necessarily what you might read in like mainstream media, which also to what you said tends to glorify this very pregnant person pushing through and doing burpees and doing all the things. And that's what you see online. So, and on social media. So that's what you feel like you need to keep up with. So it's okay to dial it back. And in terms of like the exercises you can do, all of them. I don't like to place a yes or a no list in terms of exercise selection, but typically as we progress through pregnancy, we regress or switch up movements and our strategies and our position. So for something like a squat, maybe you go to a box or a bench. So we limit that range of motion. Maybe we add more support, we decrease the load. So we can play with different strategies to switch up a movement to make it more comfortable for mom and meet her where she is in her pregnancy. I do like to also place an emphasis on movements that prepare mom for labor and delivery, because during pregnancy, our goal is not only to keep you comfortable and moving as best as possible during your pregnancy, but to prepare for labor and delivery, and then also to prepare for postpartum and the demands of motherhood. So picking up baby, feeding, etc. So with that, placing emphasis on movements that mimic baby's movement through the pelvis during labor, mimicking positions you might need to be in during labor, placing an emphasis on movements, for example, that open up on at the top of the pelvis or the pelvic inlet, opens with more external rotation bias and a posterior tilt. So we might incorporate squats, very commonly used in pregnancy, but in very different positions to kind of mimic that baby's entrance into the pelvis. We have that mid pelvis when baby kind of rotates, and those open more with like asymmetrical or unilateral movements. So we might incorporate like lunges, step ups, lateral step ups, different hip shifting. So different things to open up more in an asymmetrical pattern. If you've ever seen videos of moms like doing this like curb walking or sidewalk walking when they're really, really pregnant, that's kind of that asymmetrical thought process. And then you have that bottom of the pelvis when baby is actually like exiting the outlet, and we need access to more internal rotation, which a lot of moms do not have, because as we grow, we tend to get that pregnancy waddle. So emphasizing more of that internal rotation, releasing the backside of the pelvic floor, and also just different exercises that are going to help facilitate us into different positions and pushing, like deadlifts and rows. So if you're kind of like holding yourself up, you need that strength to be able to do that. So those are kind of the bigger exercises that I emphasize. If you kind of look at them in terms of exercise selection, you know, a lot of squats, deadlifts, rows, things to kind of, especially the posterior, the backside of the body, as the baby pulls us forward, we just want to be really strong on the backside so we can kind of hold ourselves up. So playing around with a lot of posterior, a lot of glute stuff, the exercises you're choosing are going to help you feel more comfortable, feel confident and comfortable during delivery, and then also prepare you for what's going to happen once baby's here.
And what are some exercises that women should avoid during their pregnancy?
So I actually don't have any specific ones. I don't put exercises in yes or no categories because it really depends on how the exercise is performed. Because I can have one mom who is able to perform the exercise while managing intra-abdominal pressure and without any symptoms. And then another mom who performs the same exercise, but is not able to do that. So it's hard to bucket one exercise into a no category because it really just depends on how it is performed. And it may look different. So maybe as we progress in your pregnancy, you might move away like from a barbell and you go to dumbbells or a kettlebell. And then maybe you just have a band or you do it body weight. So there are different variations of movements, but essentially we don't bucket anything in a no category as long as a mom is able to successfully perform the movement without symptoms, without coning or mismanagement of pressure. Typically moms experience coning or are unable to manage pressure through the core in certain movements. So you might see like a pull-up or an overhead press, or typically like rowing, like on the rowing machine, or in intense flexion, like a sit-up, or prone, like belly down positions, like a plank. So typically you might read like, oh, no sit-ups, no planking, no pull-ups, like those types of exercises, but it's not necessarily the exercise itself per se. It's just that many moms aren't able to perform that exercise, managing intra-abdominal pressure or preventing that coning appearance. And they just become a little bit awkward and uncomfortable as you progress in your pregnancy. So we can choose variations that just work well or better for where your body is. I always like to say that we're not modifying workouts. We're just creating a workout that makes sense for where your body is right now. The other one that I typically, I'm not going to say it's a no because it also varies by person, but I find that running typically tends to taper off by mid-second trimester. Most just feel uncomfortable. They start experiencing pelvic pain or pressure, and you're just not able to kind of get that movement side to side that you need just because you got a baby grown in front. So it's not that running is off limits, but for most people, it just doesn't generally feel comfortable heading into your third trimester.
Yeah, I like that you make a very valid point in the sense that it is very different for every woman, right? Like some women, I know some friends that were not able to work out their first trimester because they just were not feeling great. And others, like I myself was able to run up until the day I delivered, which was very slowly, faster than my walking speed. So that was a win. But yeah, it is so different, just kind of like babies, the way a woman's body responds to pregnancy. So the moves can vary from person to person.
I also think that sometimes when we bucket certain exercises and categories and we say they're off limits, it almost creates this sense of fear around movement and around that specific movement. If you don't make it off limits, then people are a little open to more experimentation. Something like a sit-up, you get out of bed, right? So they're probably doing it anyway. So we might as well just teach them how to do it better.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Not suggesting we should be sitting and doing sit-ups in our third trimester, like in high volume, just saying that learning how to manage even that roll up movement or that roll down movement is important. And if you do plan on getting an epidural, being able to kind of round your spine forward is an important skill too.
So it sounds like a lot of like functional movements that are going to be functional on the day of delivery.
Yeah. I like to give the why behind certain movements. So if a client is saying, well, what is this? I'm like, well, this translates to when you need to do X. So it just makes it functional and relatable. So moms can understand like, okay, this is why I'm doing this movement. It's going to help me in delivery. It's going to help me with XYZ. So I like to elaborate on that for people.
Is it a good time for women to start a fitness routine when they are pregnant, if they haven't worked out before? Or what are some things to consider when it comes to that?
First off, defer to the provider. So if they have clearance and for all intents and purposes, everything's feeling good and you know, there's no contraindications, then pregnancy is a great time to start an exercise program, depending on what mom enjoys doing. Highly encourage strength training because motherhood, it's a full contact sport. You're lifting, you're carrying, you're doing essentially strength training all day long. Building that strength and stamina during pregnancy pregnancy is great. You're also preparing for essentially a marathon, which is what birth is. If you have the means, I highly encourage beginning an exercise program, deferring to your provider, and then also maybe a coach or someone, you know, well-versed that can help you kind of build that foundation and know what you can do.
And I know you kind of talked about this a little bit, but what are some signs to look for while working out? Like, what should a mom know when to stop or when it's okay to keep going?
Yeah. So I like to refer to the four P's. So that would be pressure. So if there's pressure in the pelvis or anywhere in the body, if you just feel like an overall heaviness or any type of pressure, peeing or leaking of any kind. So that could be urine or it can be feces as well. Pain. If you're in pain anywhere in the body, typically, you know, that's a sign to kind of back off, adjust your strategy, slow down. Doesn't necessarily need to be in the pelvis, could be in the shoulder, the hips, anywhere. Peaking or coning. And coning is essentially when the linea alba pushes out further than the rest of the abdominal wall. So it's kind of that tissue that runs to the midline and you get this almost like tent-like or triangle shape appearance. But it's basically when the internal pressure within the abdomen exceeds like the capacity of what we're able to handle. And it pushes out on that area of least resistance. And during pregnancy, you know, our belly is expanding outwards, like on towards the belly button. And so that tissue is really stretched and thinned. You can think about it like yoga pants, like over time when you wear them for like 15 years, they kind of stretch out and ultimately you can kind of see your underwear when you bend over. So it's kind of like that. That tissue on the front side just sort of thins out. If you see that kind of tent-like appearance or that coning typically through the midline, that's typically what we call coning and we're just not able to manage pressure appropriately. So I mentioned like pull-ups earlier, and that is like a really common movement where you might experience coning. That's a big sign that we want to adjust strategy. And that's related to bigger diastasis recti, which is that separation. While all pregnant people in their third trimester, when they're about to deliver, will have a diastasis, we can kind of manage that a little bit during pregnancy, manage that pressure so that when we go to the healing stages postpartum, you know, we're already started off on the right foot.
Do you have any other tips, recommendations, or suggestions on what women can do when they are considering continuing a workout or getting started in a workout?
I want to emphasize that there is a lot of research that exercise during pregnancy has tons of benefits for mom and baby. I can send along a ton of research studies. Getting started an exercise program, regardless of where you are in your pregnancy, is great. I know we touched on that. And the biggest thing is you'll see a lot of laughing reels about this, but peeing or leaking is not normal. It might be common, but it's not normal. So that is just something that I wanted to mention in terms of exercise and pregnancy is there might be these symptoms that start to come about during your pregnancy. And it's okay to reach out to a pelvic floor physical therapist or to reach out to a coach to get some support in that. And you don't need to continue your entire pregnancy with these symptoms. And then the other thing is pregnancy is a time when our body is going through so much change. Embracing a fitness routine that you can love and enjoy so that it doesn't seem like an obligation in a time that you're very tired and maybe like feeling just like, oh, I just want to sit on the couch. And it could just be a 20-minute walk. It could just be meeting a friend for a prenatal yoga class, whatever is going to make you feel just comfortable. Because I know during my pregnancies, I was very uncomfortable. So whatever is going to make you feel the most confident in your body now is what I would do more of. There are so many resources in pregnancy. So I also wanted to just, like I mentioned, kind of give a shout out to pelvic floor physical therapists. A lot of people don't know that they exist and they can be really helpful during pregnancy as well as finding and working with a coach or going to a prenatal specific class, just because it can be really nice to be surrounded by other moms or by people that understand what's going on in your body too. The last thing I wanted to mention is it's not so much about modifying, like in a typical group fitness class or a standard class, but about working out in a way that supports your body right now and what it is your body needs. So I think that's really helpful for people to hear because it's coming into a workout knowing that, okay, I don't really need to worry that this is quote unquote safe. I just know that I'm just going to do my workout and feel good. So there are ways that you can work out in that way. Also, just wanted to emphasize that pregnancy is such an amazing time. It can be difficult when you're in it, but know that, like we mentioned, that ego and kind of putting that aside and just embracing those moments. If you just want to sit down and have a bowl of popcorn, do it. So you know what? 10 months from now, 11 months from now, you're not going to be pregnant anymore. So
you might not have time to eat that popcorn.
Yeah, you probably won't. Yeah, by the time you get around to it, you're like, oh, I'm not even hungry anymore. No, just I love working with pregnant moms. I love talking about prenatal fitness because it can really make a huge difference in a mom's mood, in that preparation for delivery, and then into that postpartum period when you're holding a baby, when you're exhausted, and when you're walking around pushing a stroller. Just having that strength and confidence to move well and to also know what symptoms you should be tuning into, because those symptoms still apply in the postpartum period as well.
I like that you kind of mentioned preparing or essentially focusing on a lot of those moves that are going to help your body during pregnancy. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, I had read so much about lower back pain. So I made sure to do a lot of what I could to strengthen my lower back and hopefully be able to prevent any of that. And I was very fortunate. I didn't end up having any back pain, but it was also just so nice to look forward to that time during my day where I was able to just move my body, whether it was walking or just doing like a restorative yoga, which I like to call naptime yoga. Let your body open up or stretch your shoulders, especially now as a mom, you find that you're constantly hunched over because you might be breastfeeding or you might just be holding the baby. And, you know, your shoulders are kind of coming in towards each other. So it is nice to know what you can do once you've also had the baby to help stretch out those muscles that tend to get a lot of use.
The best thing that you can do, especially if you're not feeling like sunshine and rainbows all the time during your pregnancy and into the postpartum, is breath work. Different types of positions that we can bias and put you in to just get some expansion in different areas that feel very compressed, and learning how to breathe. I won't get into it too much, but coordinating the diaphragm and the pelvic floor and breathing is also core work as well. So postpartum, starting with the breath and learning how to re-coordinate the system and your diaphragm, coordinating with the pelvic floor and all the other muscles. And that's going to play a role too in that back pain that you mentioned. Back pain is very common during pregnancy just because of those postural positions that we start moving into as the baby and belly pull us forward. So there are definitely different exercises and movements that I include in programs and work with clients to kind of help with that pelvis position and some of those postural shifts, which tend to stick around postpartum. And you mentioned the breastfeeding or just the feeding in general when you kind of are rounding forward a little bit. So we do a lot of chest opening, a lot of back opening with our breathing, and some like thoracic mobility, a lot of hip mobility type work. So definitely incorporating all of that breathing and mobility. If you don't have time for anything, just like 10 minutes of that is going to make a huge difference.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to share your knowledge with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.